And we're back here, 5th Anniversary Monday, June the 10th, 2019. WWGH Radio went on the air on June the 10th, 2014, 5 years to the day today. And I do want to remind everybody the WWGH 5th Anniversary Special is tonight, June the 10th, live, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Tonight, myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and a live performance by the Leszewski family. They've become our tradition, and there will be a special guest who I cannot tell you about, and there's also a special guest coming with Adam Lepp, who I cannot tell you about. This whole event tonight, 7:15 to 9 p.m., is supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Oh, we've been through a presidential election here at the station. Election night coverage.
My mic on?
Now.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear myself.
That's good because you were chopping on that ice. Nobody wants to hear that.
Chopping on my ice.
Yes. How many election nights have I been here? I remember the first. Well, I remember all many. I've been here every one.
I think I only missed a few, I think, over the years. But yeah, I've been on quite a bit.
Charlie and I think, have been here for every election night.
Yeah, it's been, you know, election nights are pretty fun, especially during the Donald Trump and the Hillary Clinton one. That was pretty fun.
The mayor came in that night, Ed McCants came in that night, and yeah. Ed McCants announced on this show that he was going to run for mayor. That happened.
Is he still running for mayor?
As far as I know.
Yeah. I saw that he got a degree, some kind of degree he got. On the Facebook.
So we're going down WWGH memory lane. Now, if you have a memory you want to share, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what is the memory that sticks out to you? You never did give us a bad one. I said breaking all the chairs.
How is that bad?
Well, because we don't have enough chairs anymore.
Oh, we have a whole story for chairs.
But they're not
metal
here.
Ones. Well, we can go get them. Well, oh yeah, we have to get the key back.
Go ahead.
I forgot I don't have that key. so you have to give her a call. Anyway, what was I going to say?
You have. I'm just asking one question. A bad moment. Your worst moment.
Oh, it's this worst moment. I spent hours and hours at the towers, and hours at the mall. Trying to get this thing set up.
I'm talking about since the station.
Well, that's my worst memory.
No, since we went on the air.
You know, I can't really take a hold of a lot of the bad memories. Just that train when the transmitter goes off, or you know, you have to go up there and reboot it, or stuff like that. It's a pain, but.
Well, I mean. I don't know. You singing with Mr. Jingling wasn't all that pleasant.
What are you saying?
Well, it just wasn't all that pleasant.
No, me and you both were singing.
Yeah, but, you know, you didn't know the words.
So I didn't know the words. Yeah, I don't know that words.
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. That was it.
So about Hallie, 7th floor, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll be looking for some more.
Do you remember the Speedy Delivery song? Yeah, see, there's another song we all
know. I'm not very good at remembering songs. I don't know why. I just don't have that chemistry to remember stuff. I can remember other stuff, but songs, lyrics, forget about it. I can't remember lyrics.
I remember Bob Smith, the late Bob Smith, Cardinal.
That was a good story that he used to tell about the turkey. The lady had a turkey between her legs and...
trying to steal it.
Yeah.
The old Smith Cardinal.
That was so funny story. Oh, funny story.
So we were talking about the guests who have been on.
Quite a bit. I mean, is that on the telephone too or just live in the studio? Well, I mean, quite a bit. You had a lot of people. You had...
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson.
Madeline Albright.
Madeline Albright.
Al Franken.
What was his name too? The old man... the 100...
Phyllis Schlafly?
Yeah, Phyllis. What was that guy, the 100-year-old man and the celebrity? Remember, it was 101 or whatever. What was his name? The actor?
Norman Lloyd?
Yeah, Norman Lloyd. He's funny.
Kay Ballard?
Kay Ballard.
Pat Carroll? Charlotte Ray?
Joy Behar?
Joy Behar's been on this station? Yeah. Yes, she has.
A lot of people over the years.
All David Hartman, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson...
Soon to be Rosie O'Donnell.
Amazing Kreskin. I wouldn't allow her on.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have her on. It's going to be called the Sean the Rosie O'Donnell
Show. When this station started, there was something going on. I think The View was about to bring her back, and she didn't last very long. Go ahead, caller.
I hate to interrupt your travels down memory lane, but I would like to take a little stab at the Bible question.
Oh, go ahead.
Was it when Elijah told the poor lady that was running out of food to make him a cake out of flour and oil, and then her food would not run out as the time progressed?
It's not Elijah.
Okay.
Okay, keep guessing.
I have another answer here. The donut machine, is that the Ring King?
No, that's a good guess, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, that was a good guess.
The trivia question's out on the table, by the way, which are still out there if you want to try to answer. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? The original automatic donut machine. What person in the Bible talks about donuts? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? That's a question. And what does the size of the hole in the center of the donut represent in society? How big or small the hole is in the donut? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, a $5 gift card to McDonald's. I think we got one pair of tickets left to the Columbus Zoo. We've got a Huntsman Auto oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. 740-383-9944. That's another bad moment. Where are the food giveaways?
They're in process.
A long, long process.
They're in process. They'll be coming soon, Charlie, if he's out there listening. He probably... All the food people love to eat. I love Charlie. Charlie's a good guy.
Yes, and
I can't wait to see Charlie. I haven't seen Charlie for a while. You know, we both have our ham radio license now, so we can talk about that.
But I think Charlie's kind of left it go.
No, he's still registered.
No, I say he's left it go as far as doing it.
No, he has one in his car.
I don't know. Doesn't seem to be all that interested to me when I talk to him.
I mean, I don't think he comes to the club meetings or something like that, but I'm sure he... I mean, he sort of knows all about it. I mean, we talked about it when I called on the air the other day. He said he's going to give me one of those rubber mallet antennas for my car.
It's back there.
Oh, is it back there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how often you come here.
I know. I don't come to the office too much. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks, Charlie. I have to...
You broke one of those wooden chairs on Thanksgiving.
No, that was you. We had to glue it back together with Gorilla glue.
You picked it up when we were setting up the Christmas tree and split it.
No, it just comes apart. It's just they don't make stuff like they used to. Workmanship is not there anymore. It's gone and went.
Are you going to bring a concrete block tonight?
No, I'm going to sit on one of these wooden chairs.
The sun came out.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
I love the sun.
You know, sun gives you, puts people in a good mood.
And wiped away all the sadness. Go ahead, caller.
Hi there. I'm sorry. Am I listening to a recording? I was going to take a try at one of the trivia questions.
No, you are live.
Well, is the trivia question, who thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is good luck, still available?
Yes, it is. Go right ahead.
Okay, the Germans.
You got it. The Germans. Yes. How'd you know that?
I actually looked up on the internet.
Oh, that's no problem. Now, do you listen to the station often?
Yes, I do.
And I'm glad you caught us during a non-repeat. Are you going to listen to the 5th anniversary special tonight, 7:15 to 9?
I'm hoping to.
It's going to be big stuff, I'm telling you.
Cool.
All right, let's see here. What is the date today? The anniversary,
10th?
Right, the 10th. Yeah. Right, you got it.
June 10th.
All right. What prize would you like? We got the Wilds, we got the $5 to McDonald's, we got the Huntsman Auto Oil, and a pair of tickets to the zoo.
I would like the Columbus Zoo tickets if those are still available.
You got it. What's your name?
Well, that's the thing. I did win a couple months back. Candace Acres, am I still eligible?
Well, you can win every 30 days.
Cool.
You say Candace Acres?
Yes, sir.
All right, Candace. Thank you for listening, and thank you for winning, and we'll see you soon.
Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's the Germans.
You know, that's very interesting, because you know, speaking of the German village down in Columbus is the village down there. They make wonderful croissants, I think that's what they call them, or And donuts, oh my gosh.
But if you eat a jelly donut on New Year's Eve, it's considered good luck if you're German.
Huh, interesting.
Now, you eat one every night of the year, so you've kind of taken that out of
Actually, I had a whole bag yesterday.
A whole bag of donuts.
of the small ones. You know, like the little Hostess donuts?
Were you
I'm sure my sugar skyrocketed.
Hoping for good luck?
You know, it's like the number one donut. You know, that's what it says on the bag. But
I don't believe that's true.
It's really good. It's a chocolate-covered donut. It's the Hostess. Oh, my gosh.
The trivia questions on the table are, name the original automatic donut machine. That's number one.
The ring machine. I like that. That was pretty good.
What person in the Bible mentions a donut? That's still out there for a while. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And if you give me the person, I'll give you the chapter and verse. What is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent in society? How big or small the donut hole is?
The blue hole.
740-383-9944. Why would a donut hole represent the blue hole?
Because that's the society. People are saying the hole could be a donut hole. I don't know.
I'll tell you another memory. Doing the interviews first from inside the prison.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when we did the Marion County one, me and you. Oh, yes. That was very interesting.
That's a big moment in 5 years.
Yeah, that's a big moment. And then another one may be coming up. Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of something, but that's a lot of stuff, though, to cram into 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not realize our Marion prison was set up the way it was. But, yeah, it was very...
Because you used to argue that it was some kind of... Nice place
well,
to be.
Well, I mean, I maybe all prisons are not like ours, but I'm telling you, but well, I used to watch that lockup. And of course, it was probably just set up for television, but our prison certainly is not. So, oh my gosh. I remember carrying our bucket around. We had to go clear down this dungeon, past the hole, past the haircut place. Oh, it was. But thank God it was air conditioned where we were at, though.
And you used to think that was great. That going to prison was some kind of wonderful thing.
No, I did not say it's a wonderful thing, but I used
easy.
To say I never said easy. I just said that, you know, they probably, you know, they do get meals and
well, you got to feed people.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying I just thought maybe some of them, you know, had more privileges what they should have if they're behind bars. But again, the lockup, I was wrong, because the lockup is probably made up and doctored up, and there you go. Because I certainly didn't see it in our prison.
And the football games last year?
Football games, Mary Harding? I didn't do the River Valley with you guys. You and Terry did that one.
I was there.
Yeah.
Close game. Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff that's constantly going on that keeps everybody hopping.
Yeah, sure does. The Marion Popcorn Festival, we took.
Oh, Charlie and I did the Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah, you and Charlie, that was really good. You guys sounded nice and clear on that video.
We were over in Bucyrus. I learned what a dirndl was.
That's Charlie's neck of the woods. He grew up there.
So we've been everywhere: LaRue, Bucyrus, Marion County Fair, Popcorn Festival. You name it, we've been.
Yeah.
We've been from Columbus a few times, too. Cleveland for the World Series and the Republican Convention.
Oh, speak of this, I mean, you know, I'm all about ice cream. And that's one of your trivia questions. What's inside of ice cream, right?
What ingredient is in mass-manufactured ice cream that most people would not think is in there?
Yeah, speaking of ice cream, and you know, I love ice cream. I can eat ice cream every day. And
donuts.
Apparently donuts. What is the name of that? I don't get the paper. What is the name of that new ice cream joint coming in Marion downtown? Did it say?
It says it, but I don't remember it.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you think they'll be able to compete with the Jersey and the Dairy Queen and all the ice cream places we have?
Yeah, I hope it'll be like some kind of like Baxter Robbins. I mean, I wish we had a Baxter Robbins back in the Marion.
It's not Baskin Robbins.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying we need to bring that back. We used to have it at the mall years ago. I love that place.
I just don't see you driving downtown and getting out of the car to get ice cream. I don't see that happening.
Because
you'd have to pass McDonald's to get there, and you'd probably just stop there. Or Dairy Queen.
I'm not a big fan of, I mean, I like the McDonald's ice cream cones, but I'm not a big fan of their flurries or their sundaes or anything like that. But I do like their cones. They have pretty good cones.
That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I'd rather just go right through the, you know, Mega Moo or the Dairy Queen drive-thru.
See, there you go.
Yeah. You know, for years, Dairy Queen never had a drive-thru. Remember, we had to go in all the time.
Well, when it originally started, you had to walk up to the window.
Yeah.
Now, Jersey's still that way, but Jersey does well.
They do. They do. They've been around for a lot of years. Aren't they one of the originals?
Well, they've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Now, the Little Red Caboose, I don't know where. I think that ended up over on Main Street somewhere.
Oh, did it? Really?
I think it's in somebody's backyard.
Oh, you mean the Little Red Caboose?
Fairground.
It's on Fairground Street. Yeah. It's in that old... Well, they call it Cement Company Place. It's sitting back there just being lonely.
Now, can you walk?
You know what they need to do is, whoever, if that person's out there listening that bought it from Marge, they need to fix that up and pull it in the parade every year.
I think it'd just disintegrate.
But no, they just need to fix it up. They need to fix it up and make sure it's movable. And
I'm surprised it made it to Fairground Street.
No, I just don't understand what Marion, you know, we are lacking. Okay, I went down to, I'm going to tell you this story.
Lacking?
We are lacking a lot of stuff.
Lacking.
Oh, lacking, whatever. Lacking. Whatever, you say asbestos, asbestos.
Asbestos. Asbestos.
No. You know, everybody breaks the Queen of English every day. But anyway, this is what I'm saying. I went down to Georgia, Dublin, Georgia.
The Queen would not have said lacking.
She never smiles. Well, actually, I saw her smile the other day when she was shaking President Trump's hand. First time for everything, I guess. So anyway, I went down to Dublin, Georgia. It's smaller than we are. They're only like a population of 16,000 people, right? And they have a mall. They have a Baskin Robbins. They have all these chain restaurants. And Marion, Ohio, what is our population? What, 36,000 or something like that?
In the city, in the county, about 65.
Yeah, so there you go. Our population is almost two times bigger than they are. And almost three. And look what we have. We need leadership in this town that knows what's going on. And how to fix the issue. Not create more problems. And I'm not sure what the issue is, but what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Well, we got an election coming up.
Absolutely. And I hope people elect people that have common sense. And
now, who's that?
Huh?
Who's that?
Who's that?
I was at the Celebrate Marion Gala a couple weekends ago.
What was you? Did that go well?
Yeah, I liked it.
I saw some pictures. Charlie Evers and Martha Dallas Menasi was there. And
I was there.
Terry Tackett, you was there.
Yeah. Our special guest tonight was there.
Yeah, special guest was there tonight, that night.
The mayor was there.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get to downtown back up to halfway decent or, you know, Marion City.
Downtown.
Not really downtown, but we need to get more food selections. We don't have
enough. Don't you have enough food?
No, we don't. We have more dollar stores and banks than we do food sucks. What name a food company that we have? It's the same old. We don't have no chains. We don't have Baskin Robbins anymore. We don't have
where?
Huh?
Where?
In Marion.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. We have three McDonald's. Now why do we
got a lot of people like McDonald's, well, obviously.
We don't need
We've got McDonald's, we've got Dairy Queen, we've got Wendy's, we've got Burger King.
Okay, that's all fast food. What's all the sit down fast food?
KFC, we've got Lee's Chicken.
Okay, that's all fast food. What about sit down restaurants?
We've got Bob Evans.
Well, what about
Perkins? We've got Steak and Shake.
Okay, that's fast food. Steak and Shake is considered
no. Steak and Shake is not considered fast.
Yes, it
food.
Is.
No, it's not.
It is
wrong again.
Look it up.
Wrong again.
It is. It's because it has a drive-through. It's a fast food.
Drive-through doesn't make you fast food.
It does.
Now, how does a drive-through make you fast food?
Because it's fast to go through the window.
So, what is Tim Hortons fast food?
Yes.
Because I think you're wrong.
No, look it up. Anything with a drive-through is considered a fast food. So.
So if I put, what do you consider not fast food?
Red Lobster.
Okay, so Red Lobster puts in a drive-thru and they still sell the same food.
They won't put in a drive-thru.
And what would be the reason?
Just think about it. When Ralphie's moved in with, they took the drive-thru out because they're not considered a fast food. They are a regular restaurant, sit-down restaurant.
But Frisch's had a drive-thru.
Huh?
But Frisch's had a drive-thru.
Well, yeah, in a way, I guess.
So that's not a fast food.
Well, kind of, half-ass and half restaurant.
Okie doke.
But I just say it. I think anything with a drive-thru is considered fast food. That's what it says on Google too. But
so are Banks fast food?
Huh?
Banks fast food?
They don't sell food. Now come on.
No, I'm saying. But you said anything with drive-thru?
No, restaurants. Not Banks. Banks don't sell food. You're not going to eat a quarter.
No, but I'm just saying if I'm like say I'm a pharmacy and I don't have a fast food. Or I don't have a drive-thru, and then there's a pharmacy that does have a drive-thru, what's the difference?
But still not, we're talking about food here.
But I'm saying when we come to the food area, why does a drive-thru make or break?
Because you're going through the window to make it fast.
But that doesn't always work.
Well, that's why I saw on Google that was fake news.
I can believe it. But what was your point?
But anyway, my point is we need more sit-down restaurants in this town and more variety. We don't have enough.
Like, what do you want?
Huh?
What do you want?
Well, we need O'Charlie's. We need a TGA Fridays. We need... Or what do they call that? Is it something Fridays?
But we have TGI Fridays or something. Buffalo Wild Wings. We have Applebee's. We have Steve Dakota Grill. We have Perkins. We have Bob Evans. We have Denny's. We have Red Lobster. We have...
But we need more variety. The reason why I'm saying this, with the population of that we have, if you go to the other cities, what they have, what's wrong with our city... area with our population and then all the other ones will say we're going to use, for example, Dublin, Georgia for 16,000 people that they have. They have more, if you go down there, they have more selections than we do. Now, what's going on here? They have a regular mall that is operational. I've been into it. It's a very wonderful mall.
Well, I think, again, you have to look at our history and you have to look at their history. Now, our history is one of the reasons downtown and the mall do not work anymore is because they're on Route 423, which used to be the main route, so people build around that, and then they move 23 to another part of town, and that's where all the business is now. Now, did Dublin, Georgia have that problem?
I don't know. I don't know the history of Dublin, Georgia, but again, you have to look at the history. Huh?
You have to look at the history.
But why can't we fix the history of Marion, though? Why can't
we close down 23 and put it back down the center?
I mean, why can't we put up like, more advertisements of things? Or why can't we move? I mean, we have plenty of space. I mean, look over by. We'll get off the subject, but look over by where Kohl's is, that empty area. They were supposed to put a brand new movie theater over there. Never happened.
Well, I think because movie theaters in general are
going away,
doing as well.
Yeah, they're not because people get them off the internet and all that. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. But we can continue on if you want to read the trivia questions and all that. But
I thought that was so. The point was that the leadership is bad.
Well, I shouldn't.
That's where that started.
I wasn't saying the lead. I didn't mean it. Forgive me if I said the leadership. It's just that we need to step up to the plate and find out why we're not bringing in business here in Marion. Different businesses like restaurants and all that. In pair of the smaller cities that around us or below us is doing okay. Why are we not? Our population
seems
bigger.
To me like that's all we ever do is open up restaurants. We don't expand into other things.
Well, no, the only thing we opened up right now is Banks and Dollar Trees.
Well, we've had in the last year we've had Attaboy's downtown, we've had Jimmy John's open up, we've had Steve Dakota Grill relocate and open up, we've had the Popeye's Chicken open up and have their problems.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. We have a lot of dollar stores.
Well, obviously because people go there.
And a lot of Banks.
Well, people must be going there.
I don't know.
I don't think we have as many Banks as we used to. Most all the Banks downtown are closed now.
Yeah. And a lot of Ohio Health is biting a lot of the buildings, but they're spending a lot here, Marion.
Well, maybe we got a lot of sick people.
Could Could be. I don't know. But I mean, hopefully we could get more chain restaurants and stores. I mean, look at the stores we have. We have Walmart and Meijer. I mean, we need a Target. We need something different. We need something. I mean, people go out of town, and their money's not staying here, Marion. I hear all the time, they say, well, I don't shop in Marion. I go to Delaware, and I go to Lewis Center, and I go to Columbus. I don't shop in Marion. Well, let's bring... why? What's the problem?
Well, they need
to listen to find out what the problem
is. I think that's a misnomer, though, because if you go to Walmart on any given day, it's packed. If you go to Meijer on any given day, it's packed. If you look at the sales tax revenues from the county, it's major. And I think that's why a lot of businesses don't move in, is because people say they want different, but it's just like a restaurant. People say, oh my gosh, if we only had a White Castle. If we only had a White Castle. And we did.
Why did our White Castle shut down?
Because they didn't do the business. Now, why?
I was busy all the time. Well, I used to go to get the 30-pack all the time.
They would. Well, that's you. I'm saying they would not have left if they were doing the business. And that's the point.
I thought they left for another reason.
No, they left because they weren't doing the business.
Oh.
And the point is you said it exactly right. We've had three McDonald's for 40 years. Three McDonald's for 40 years. We've had two Wendy's for 40 years. We've had two Burger Kings for 40 years. And they don't go out of business. But you bring in a Popeye's chicken, or you bring in a White Castle, or you bring in something a little different, and they don't last.
It's Popeye Chicken still here, though.
I'm just saying it's not doing the business that you think it would be doing.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's doing KFC and Lee's Chicken business.
Probably not, yeah.
Because people like what they're comfortable with.
Right.
And that's what would happen. You put a Target in, and it gets super busy for about a month, and then people would go back to Walmart and Meijer.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's why people don't build.
I don't know, but we are getting a new car, touchless I think it's going into the old Pizza Hut building, right? Did you see that?
Well, we'll see if it works.
Yeah, it's called a touchless. I saw a sign up there. It says touchless car wash.
All I'm saying is,
apparently, I don't know. I think I heard that the grapevine other places coming in Marion too. You know,
people always say that, but then it doesn't happen.
Exactly. But some of it's confidential. I don't want anybody to know.
How many years did I used to hear that, only if we had an Old Navy, and we got one, went out of business.
Yeah.
And then people, this store, Stephen Berry's, is great. If we had one of those in Marion, we did. Went out of business.
Or, but I do think...
Sears could no longer survive.
I think what it is people are shopping online now. You know, a lot of these stores are just not lasting anymore. People are going mail order now, and...
Does anybody have an opinion? What would you like to see come to Marion? Why do you think that we are in the predicament we're in? Or what do you think of this conversation? 740-383-9944. But I don't know. I'm still trying to come back to what it has to do with the leadership.
Well, I mean, because we got to have some people that can bring in more stuff. What are our group doing to try to bring in bigger stores and bigger...
Well, part of the problem is the city does not attract people because we don't have the land, and where are you going to put them? The city, and when a business comes in, a big chain like that, they want to build on 95. Well, that's not the city. So what's the city to do? You're going to offer them Delaware Avenue, where there's thousands of businesses shut down? Or are you going to offer them downtown? I mean, you can't do it. So it's the county. And the county's doing okay, so why would the county be complaining?
Well, that's where they need to annex. See, I think the city should be all the way past Meijer.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, it should. I'm telling you right now. Before Meijer was even built there, that should have been annexed as commercial, because it's a commercial license that is selling product. So that should have been annexed. The county should not be getting that kind of money. Even over by the mall. The mall should not be in the county as well. That should be annexed as a city property because it is selling a product.
But I'm asking you, when Meijer built and Walmart built, and the mall built, do you think they didn't know it was in the county?
Right, but I'm saying, though...
Why do you think they did that? They could have built in the city.
Yeah, I know. I know why they did it, but...
So how can you blame the city or the county and let's annex it? I guarantee you the businesses would be the first ones there with the lawyers saying you're not going to annex this.
But it should be, though. I mean, I think if you...
So every time a business is built outside the city limits, you got to annex that land?
Yes.
No.
I think it should be. I think the city should get the money. Because it's
so.
It's,
so when if it, the county keeps expanding, what do you do?
I don't think the county should get any kind of store money, any kind of business money. I mean, if it's farming, yes, they should get the farming money. Because, well, actually, they don't get the farming money anyway, right? Because it's tax exempt. But they should, the city should get the money because it's built, usually any kind of
but how
business
is this
going to
help
the city?
Huh? How is this going to help the city?
Bring in more money to the city so they can get more people to come.
Yeah, but then all those businesses are going to be taxed by the city.
Well, they should be.
Why, if you're a business, should you just automatically be taxed by the city?
So the city can build more and bring in more people so they have more money to
The topography of the town is not going to change. People aren't. The average person's not going to know if it's been annexed or not.
Well, I know, but before I think before, I mean, because they annexed Marion Harding, right? To put Marion Harding school there.
That's only because it was a city school.
Well, I'm saying normally a business isn't a business usually in a city. Like if you go to any other,
it depends on where you want to build. Most of these businesses built their own stores.
But I'm just saying, most of the time, if you go to any other city in the country or whatever, if you go to Columbus, most of the time, the Myers,
Walmart,
are
all
in the city limits.
That's because
we're backwards here in this town.
We changed our route.
Yes, we sure did. We made a mistake, what we did.
Well, you can't stop the state of Ohio from building a 23 bypass.
No, I'm just saying. We did things backwards in this city, and that's part of the problem. Back years and years ago, everything was considered in the city. Like, if you went to the stores, downtown Sears was considered the city.
Still is.
Huh?
Still is, yeah. Downtown's still in the city.
Right, but I'm saying when Sears first came to Marion, Ohio, they was paying city tax because they were downtown.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I think we were booming back then. Now look.
So why did they make the decision to move to the county?
Man, because they probably didn't want to pay the.
So again,
but again, I understand. But I'm saying, but Marion, if you stop and think about this, I wasn't alive then, but I'm just hearing other people saying that order of me. Marion County was booming back then because the city was bringing in all that tax money.
Marion County was booming then because they had a lot of factory jobs.
Well, yeah, factory jobs and plus
stuff
in the city.
I don't think that really matters because
if anybody out there knows that question.
If you don't have the high-paying jobs for people to buy in the city, I don't think it really matters.
I don't know. I think we need more business in the city to bring
people
in more revenue.
People can open up business. What stops somebody from opening up a business in the city? Rallies is in the city. McDonald's on Main is in the city. Dairy Queen's in the city. Jersey's in the city. Perkins is in the city. Donato's is in the city. Wendy's is in the city. There are businesses that are in the city.
Right. But I'm saying I think they should annex where Myers is. So Myers.
You cannot go back after the business has already done it and the county has already agreed to annex land.
I know that.
They annexed the school land before the school was built.
I know. I think that was wrong. I think the city should have annexed that whole section when 95 was booming then before.
I don't think they knew.
Probably not.
How would you know? At that point, the mall was still doing well. Downtown was still doing well.
Because now it's weird because, for instance, Silver Line is in a city, correct? The annex Silver Line? Because I still don't know that because I see a city cop sitting there.
I don't know.
So it's weird. I don't know.
Land-wise, it's not in the city. But I don't know if it's been annexed or not.
Yeah, so I don't know. So anyway, but yeah.
So what are they out there waiting on, the city police?
What I used to work there is the city police used to set out there too.
So what are they waiting for?
I don't know. I don't know why Silver Line paid city police to do that. Probably to keep eye on the parking lot, make sure people don't break in cars. And.
But wouldn't any business have that trouble?
I don't know.
All I know is most of the factories are in the county.
You know, I'm hoping we'll bring some back to the factories. You know, the power shovel was big. And why can't some of the I was like, what's up? Somebody knocking on the door there. Why can't somebody? Maybe we'll be. Oh,
go see if. Somebody's at the door there. I don't know what that was. That was kind of strange.
Hello.
Hi.
No.
There's different times I haven't taken my tickets.
Oh. I guess we don't have four.
I'll take the two then.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
Two.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate all you did.
No, all right, there we are.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I am too.
And away we go here. 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
That's 740-383-9944. All right, and we're going to continue moving on here.
Okay.
That was one of our prize pickups. But what do you think's going on in the city? 740-383-9944. What was that? What was that knocking?
She was using her cane.
On what?
The knocking on the door. I tried to get her.
This door?
Yeah.
She was knocking on that door?
Yeah.
Well, then who was she talking to when we heard her talking?
Another man.
Who was up there?
It's get ready to come down, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, when you do win a prize, you can only get the prize you won if you're outside of your 30 days. And if you can't get down the steps, you're going to have somebody else come and get the tickets.
Yeah.
Don't bother the people upstairs.
Yeah.
They're doing a business up there.
Yeah, there was another guy who was walking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that problem solved.
So she's happy.
The big anniversary party tonight, June the 10th. 7:15 to 9 p.m. Myself, Terry, Sean, Adam, Linda, Mike, Pastor Whitaker, Charlie, Nate, Brandy, Weasel Boy. Live performance by the Leshesky family, supported by Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030. Voice for People with Linda Sims will be on today, 4:10 to 5. Mike Wilson Show will be on 5:10 to 6 p.m. with Diane Watson from the library. And we will also have a special guest here tonight, and Adam's bringing a special guest.
Yeah, he sure is.
That's what I understand at this point.
That's what we understand.
So, what's your final discussion about the city versus the county?
My final decision. I just hope that we can fix the problem that we are having in this city, compared to other cities in the United States, but. Again, it's not easy fixed. I mean, it's going to take an effort, but, you know, we'll go from there.
Now, as far as the anniversary, what are you looking forward to tonight at the anniversary party?
To have a good time. People's going to be laughing and enjoying the years that's been, you know, that the radio station started in years. I mean, Terry's been here almost from day one as well, and
Linda's been here since the start. Charlie's been here since the start.
Yep. And so it'd be interesting to hear some of their good memories. All the great new additions that we had. It's just going to be a fun night. I hope the rain holds off. And
supposed to be not bad tonight.
Yeah.
So. Bad today, but not bad tonight.
It's not raining out there right now. I just stepped out. But
I heard it's supposed to be pretty sunny tonight.
Yeah.
So it might be a sunshiny night.
What about you? Back to you. What is your intake on tonight?
Well, I'll be here.
Yeah, you'll be here. Huh?
I'll be here.
I'd be interested what songs they're going to be singing tonight. You know, I love that group. They are really good. For being little kids, they are very good singers.
They'll probably do the Too Fat Polka.
Yeah.
Charlie loves that.
Yeah, Charlie used to play that on his show all the time. He got yelled at for it.
You know, it was interesting. I was surprised that people were sensitive about the Too Fat Polka.
Yeah.
We had me eating a fruitcake. That was a bad memory.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the your cake that you ate the other day, the pineapple turnover, did you like that?
Upside down cake.
Oh, there was
turnover.
I don't know. I didn't know it's called. I'm not a big pineapple eater, so I don't know.
I can imagine. It's a fruit. Fruits and greens are not up your alley. We can talk about that tonight.
Oh, there you go.
We'll have a whole little mixture, because we'll have to file in and file out and file in and file out. It'll be good.
Yeah. Be interesting.
You've never met the Wheeze?
I have not met the Wheeze, the wife. I think that's about it. I met Mike. Yeah, I think that's all it. I think it's just the Wheeze.
Nate?
Oh, I never met Nate. Yeah.
So, it'll be an interesting night.
Yeah.
Party galore. Celebration. Now, 365 times 5. That's how many days we've been on the air. Over 1,000 days.
Long time.
Long time. Traveling up and down the road. And who's been your favorite guest over 5 years?
Well, I've never really hosted.
I'm saying
you brought in and stuff. Oh God, that's hard to say. Certainly, Ted Williams, the Golden Voice. When I first met him, he's a laid back guy, very nice guy to hang out with and talk to, and then probably I did like
Dick Gregory.
I didn't meet him. I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, I did interview Dick Gregory in person. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I didn't get to meet him. You and Terry and Adam.
But on the phone, you liked Dick Gregory.
I did. I did like Dick Gregory on the phone. I did call him up a couple times. And I do, on the phone, I do like, I'm in a brain fart already.
Shecky Green,
thank you. Shecky Green, I talked to him 15 minutes one day on the phone. Very, very nice guy. Every time I call him up, he's never mean to me. He's always... Pat Carroll, a couple times she's been rude, but I don't think she's awake either.
Jane
I woke
Meadows,
right out of her chair or something.
Jane Meadows. Phyllis Diller.
I don't think I ever... Did I book Phyllis Diller?
No, no, no.
I didn't think so. I never talked to her before. But I did talk to Eileen Britton before for you.
They've all been here.
Yeah.
Politicians galore. Celebrities galore. Charlotte Ray was a great...
I didn't get to book her. Abe Vigoda,
Five-ish Finkel.
I think I booked Five-ish Finkel for you before, I think, if I remember right, years ago.
A lot. Orson Bean, the Baloney song.
Yeah, I didn't get to... Speaking of, I want to drive the Oxenmeyer Wiener truck. I saw that on... When you just brought up the Baloney song, I just thought of that in my head. Remember when we was heading down to D.C.? I just had a flashback. We saw it sitting in the parking lot there.
Oh, boy.
And I saw that on the internet. They hire people to drive that thing.
I liked in New York City when you about were killed. Now, we can't get into that at this particular juncture, but you about lost your life.
When?
New York City.
Oh, you mean the taxi cab?
2006. Well, either you about lost your life or the taxi cab about lost its.
that's the first thing you're right. We'll say that real quick. It's the first time that me and you went to New York. We never knew what it was. First of all, I went down the wrong way. Remember that time? One-way street?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
When you heard it, I was just told it was posted on Facebook that Ponderosa closed.
Yes, that's true. Ponderosa closed today.
Oh, did it?
Wow.
It did. I just heard it. I didn't really heard it or not.
Yep, Facebook did. Yep, it's on our Facebook page.
They didn't give no reason, huh?
No, they really haven't given any reason. There were just signs on the door this morning.
Huh. All right. I didn't really heard it or not.
Yep, thank you.
Right. Yep.
Yep, it's on our Facebook page. Ponderosa closed today.
I didn't even know that.
So there's your businesses.
Oh, there you go. See, what's going on here, Mary? See, it's not in the city.
But you didn't support it. Well, I tell you what, we've got a whole slate of stuff coming up. Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4, Mike Wilson Show at 5, and the big anniversary show tonight, 7:10 to 9 p.m. You won't want... What the heck are you doing? 7:10 to 9 p.m., you won't want to miss that.
I'm headed to the dugout.
Stay tuned to WWGH Radio for much more programming. For now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The history. Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar,